fire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on?
I drink a goose for breakfast, an inshore for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles, back to Wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal. She been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed, trying to be a millionaire. How I used two lifelines in the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Yeah, yeah, that Oh, wait a minute. Where did it go? There it is. Sorry about that, guys. And welcome to the Daily Dating Show Breakdown. It is good to have you all in today. Today is a very, very important day, as will next Thursday, as we are going to do the final bonfire. So this is final bonfire part one. Part two will be next week. I don't know if they're going to do the reunion show after bonfire number two that same week, but we will be there for all of them. So let's not waste any time. Let's do it.
On Temptation Island.
Aren't you sweet?
That's something amazing.
What drove me to not give in to temptation with Dez was Vanessa. If I had sex with somebody, my relationship was over.
If I have sex with somebody, my relationship is over. I may have pointed this out before, but this is Roberto's inexperience talking right now. This is his experience talking right now. He has no idea that if Vanessa finds out that he smashed another broad, that she would be more turned on by him. You see, Roberto thinks that men and women are the same. He knows that if Vanessa fucks somebody else, like Bryce, he knows the relationship's over. So he thinks that Vanessa will be the same way. If she finds out he fucked Dez, then our relationship is over. Hopefully Roberto will find this community and realize that men and women are not the same, especially when it comes to cheating.
Your beard is I love it. Oh my god.
This bitch.
I don't want to say Rob should be worried, but you know, if I'm being honest, Bryce is coming with it.
I still have to say great.
Bitch.
But now I'm thinking like, what if he asked me to get back with you? Like, what if he actually want to make things work?
I have almost 2 years in Paris.
But that's the thing. If you're not happy, like, you should probably move on.
I wonder if we're going to get to know each other outside of this, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to.
Would you want to leave together?
If that's what you wanted to do, I would. I want to do it, so.
Oh, my God.
Like, never did I think I'd be here, let alone, like, potentially leaving with someone else.
Listen to this bitch. Never did I think I'd be leaving with someone else. Caitlin, this is why you came to Temptation Island. Again, guys, we knew this from the start. We knew that this was Caitlin's plan from the start. What she didn't plan on was Hall finding someone before she did, right? Hall inadvertently did the right thing and essentially hooked up with someone, and Caitlin knows about it. And Hall was just honest. He's like, look, you ain't the one, sweet cheeks. Sorry.
I definitely am falling in love with you, for sure.
Kick those doors open. Oh, hell yeah.
Good night.
That's it. Yeah, King Life says, I'm not taking a chick back if she kissed the dude and was in bed with her. I don't shit. Hell no. Because I'm assuming that if she's in a bed kissing the dude, she's fucking. Like, that's obvious. Fucking Vanessa. She's so... That bitch is so fucking basic. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah, with big... Yeah, right?
What's up, team?
Tell us what you guys did.
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
Y'all fucked.
We went under the water.
What? Whoa! Yeah.
In a submarine.
No way!
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? You guys look great. Just wanted to check in and see how your dates went.
Wow.
Yeah?
Great. Good. Yeah.
I'm truly happy you got some quality time together. Unfortunately, we've come to this point. It's time to say goodbye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For some of you, this is a final goodbye. Maybe some of you ladies are going to decide to have these gentlemen or a gentleman join you at the final bonfire, but that decision is all yours and yours alone.
Dude, Maricela is a super hoe, man. Super hoe.
Say whatever you need to say. Make sure that you feel complete about that. And then I'll check in with you in a few minutes, and we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I've made a very strong connection with Christian at this point, and I want to keep exploring our relationship. I don't want to say bye.
I'm proud of you for having the balls to stand up for yourself.
Oh my God, here we go. This is for having the balls to stand up for yourself, really? to fuck. I really commend you for having the balls to be the hoe that you were meant to be.
Get yourself out of the situation you're in.
This is so funny.
Life is great.
This is so funny. Get yourself out of the situation you're in. It's so funny how they characterize Chris as this verbally abusive dude.
Mm. He's going to continue to get even better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Your and my journey here is completely separate from you kind of finding yourself, so.
Loving myself first, you know? I feel like.
Merch.
I haven't loved myself in a lot of ways, and I can't continue to put myself second, so.
Yeah, translation, I want to be a hoe. Christopher just made it hard for her to be a hoe. That's really all there is to it. Any man that makes it difficult for his girlfriend to cheat is characterized as toxic and abusive and possessive. Oh my god, you have to just get out of that situation you're in. What, you mean your boyfriend doesn't want you to fucking lick the asshole of another woman? Oh, my mistake.
Nervous, scared, but I'm ready to face my fears and finally confront Christopher and say, hey, this didn't bring me any happiness.
Confront Christopher?
I'll keep my bed warm for you.
Oh, God.
How do you feel?
I feel appreciative. Of course, I'd like it to be me. I'm not trying to sway your judgment or anything like that, but like...
See, look at Vanessa. She just likes the attention. God, this girl is so ugly.
I feel underappreciated a lot. So the fact that you share that with me is like... You know, just gives me butterflies.
This is so funny. Vanessa is acting like the typical modern woman. Everything is all fine and dandy in the beginning, but as soon as she gets to know somebody, that's it. Like, she turns into super bitch.
You've built me up in ways that just made me a more well-rounded, better person.
I appreciate that.
God.
Yeah, I can't even, like...
Boring.
Put together the words to tell you how much you mean to me.
Oh, please.
This is difficult. Bryce makes me feel so, like, heard and understood and acknowledged. But
I am trying to remain focused on the objective. I know what my heart is telling me to do.
I don't know where to go from here. Gosh, it's real. I don't want to go to the final bonfire.
Is his hand on her vagina? Like, what are we doing?
I have no idea what I'm going to do or say. I could go so many different ways.
And then I come out and kick his ass?
Yeah, then I'd be like, okay, I'm done talking.
Do you want me to come out and kick his ass? Oh, boy. Oh, Sebastian. Oh, Sebastian, do you want me to come out and kick his ass? As if Hall is this terrible human being. Do you see? Guys, this is what really, really upsets me about this stuff, is that men, we don't have each other's backs, dude. We can say what you want about modern women and their promiscuous proclivities, right? But at least they have each other's back. At least they have each other's backs. Dude, girls will defend each other and the girl code to the death. But dudes, we will sell each other out just to sniff a piece of pussy. It's insane. Do you want me to come out and kick his ass? Yeah, because Hall is such a terrible human being. And it was his idea to bring her out to Temptation Island. Fuck out of here.
Talking.
Dumbass.
But I'm glad I met you.
Hmm? Yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm glad I met you. I'm glad I opened up. I'm glad you picked me.
Finally.
Yeah, it took you long enough.
Never did I ever think I'd be here.
Never did I ever. She keeps saying. How many times has she said this? Never did I ever think, and I just couldn't imagine. Why are you here on Temptation Island, Caitlin? Huh?
And now I'm looking for total trust, total honesty, both emotionally and physically.
Yeah, the roadblock.
Physical trust.
You said you wanted trust. Trust means truth. Hall was being honest with you. Who said you ain't the one? It is what it is. The Roadblock 85 says, in public, but hoes secretly despise each other. Exactly. But the reason why they defend each other in public is because only hoes defend each other in public. Only hoes defend each other in public because they don't want to get found out. Right? They don't want to get found out. That's why they cover for each other. But I agree with Roadblock. He's like, yo, they absolutely positively hate each other. Yes.
Sevi has some work to do, but maybe it might be Sevi.
Well, I'll be outside waiting, whether you pick me or not.
Did everyone hear that? You just said you're gonna wait for me.
Stupid bitch.
No, I will.
You gonna go there, you gonna be strong, nothing's gonna break you down.
Break you down.
And then we're gonna walk out of there together.
I just hope my feelings don't change.
Uh-oh, I just hope my feelings don't change. Oh, this is gonna be great. This is gonna be awesome.
Remember what I told you, like, I'll be here no matter what.
I don't want you in my life if you're not gonna be my man.
Then make me your man. No.
Are you gonna treat me the same, or are you gonna be like, fuck her?
She's gonna be like, fuck her.
Of course I'm gonna treat you the same. Nothing will change.
Stop the
yo, 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 yo. Tajik is running that motherfucking game. He's running
it was
that.
Important for me to express vulnerability. Because I think that that's what
stop
she's been wanting from me, looking for in me this entire time. And that's one of the...
Girls do not want vulnerability. They don't. It is not a turn-on to a woman when you purposely make yourself weak. It's not a turn-on. Women are mistaking emotional vulnerability for emotional trust. That's really what they're saying. They're simply using the wrong word. Women don't want vulnerable men. They don't want men who show their weakness on purpose. It's stupid. Here's how to defeat me. Here's how to break me down. Here is the linchpin to my personality. No, girls don't like knowing that stuff. They don't know. They'd rather not know. Girls want to be sold a dream. They want to know that you're unbreakable. They want to know that you're invincible. But by the same token, they also want you to trust them emotionally. But guess what? Emotional trust doesn't happen overnight. Least of all with men.
The things that I haven't given her, and I think that was why we had such a roller coaster.
Okay, guys. Thank you for everything you've done. It's time to leave the villa.
No matter what, I'll talk to you soon. Everything's gonna be well.
I'd be damned if I leave the island without giving her what I felt was all I had.
All right, travel safe.
Can't make you love me, can't make you love me, no, I... Should we hug it out?
Yeah. We got this.
I love you guys.
God, Maricela is such a fucking hoe.
Sweat,
oh my God.
Fear, shame.
You have the sweat.
All right, got 66 people watching. If you guys are watching on Rumble and you want access to all of my dating show breakdowns, go to sharpstream.com or patreon.com/notevensharp. Again, you can get access to all now 30. I think this is like my 29th dating show breakdown. I've also got a bunch of movies I've broken down. Hitch. The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man 2. And so on and so forth. Guys, this is over 40,000 hours of exclusive content you can't find anywhere. Take advantage of our 3-day free trial. You get 3 days to watch as much content as your heart desires. If you decide to stay on and remain a member, we are glad to have you. If not, don't even trip. We appreciate you giving us a try, and hopefully you'll consider us again in the future. Let's continue. Uh-oh. Oh, yes. Let's see those lights, baby. Let's see those lights. Yes, sir. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. I got excited for a second.
I'm not ready to say goodbye yet. Like, I'm not ready. I'm trying to feel, like, hopeful because he told me several times he wants to leave the villa with me. But it would really suck if that's not how he really feels.
I'm trying not to cry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Like, just think about all the moments we have. Happiness come first. I'm going to think about that before I make my decision. So I want you to trust whatever decision I make.
Okay.
I just feel like every time I start caring about somebody or something, I just lose it. You know, like,
Stop.
Great, must have that good dick. He got a ho- man. When hey, look, when hoes cry over you, yeah, that means you dicking them down.
I think we both know how I feel deep in my heart about you.
God Almighty, this guy.
I'm just like a little worried about Maricela. Can say anything.
No,
she can say all the right things that you want to hear, and it just makes me, I don't know, scared.
It's difficult for me to say goodbye to Alexis right now. I want to say.
So Skydaddy8 says, I don't know, y'all, but do y'all think the women won Temptation Island this time around? It's hard to reach a good verdict at this point. You're right. It is very, very difficult to reach a good verdict at this point. We'll certainly levy the verdict after the reunion. Because while we might declare someone a winner, you know, the reunion is really what tells the tale.
See you later, but I'm not sure what Maricela will say because she's full of surprises. I have to keep my mind and my heart open.
It's gonna be okay.
Don't keep your mind and your heart open to that hoe, Chris. Don't do it. That bitch is a hoe. Dude, Maricela, at this point, Maricela is simply looking to make Christopher look as bad as possible. Like, what she is doing is she's using her hoeness to make him look bad. She got with a great guy, Christian. He's foreign, he's hot, and this and that, and a third. And Christopher was this mean, misogynistic, controlling boyfriend. I'm glad I'm out of that situation. Maricela's gonna fuck around and end up being the villain here if she goes too far.
If you say so.
Very easy.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just everywhere right now.
I am very grateful for the experience we shared together during this time on the island.
Sounds like Desi's out on Rob.
I'm here. Thank you.
I tend to make a lot of decisions with my heart. And
there you go. And that's the problem, Roberto. That's the problem, Roberto. And listen, it's very, very easy at his age, he's 24 years old, to make decisions based on your heart. But as men, we have the ability, we hone the ability to compartmentalize our decision-making much earlier and much more effectively than women. So I understand what Roberto's going through, and it's going to take him time to sort of understand this and experience.
And that's who I'm going to follow. You know, I'm going to hear Vanessa's words. I'm going to take my time with Dez into consideration. And whatever my heart wants is where I'm gonna go.
I'm happy that I met you here. It's like, I felt like I was supposed to meet you.
I can see you on the other side. Something feels you've been searching for. What you lost long before you left. It's the last thing you can't forget.
What's your fear?
That Caitlin will say something that makes you change your mind.
There you go. She's all, yep, there it is. There it is. I like how Michaela is just straight up. Paul's like, all right, what are you afraid of? I'm afraid Caitlin's going to change her mind.
Smiling all day.
No.
I'm just going to wait, but I can't wait any longer.
Look, man, the deal is this. This man got up, walked over to Caitlin, and dumped her. Like, that could not have been easy. It could not have been easy.
I'm in love with you.
I love you.
Oh my God.
I love you.
Woo! Wow.
This is the first time I have ever gave my heart to someone, and I think that's what's so scary. I mean, he's been with her for 8 years. Like,
I can't say like 100% I know what's gonna happen. I just have to trust him, and it's hard.
This is exactly where you want a woman to be. Scared as hell. Scared as hell. And get this. Get this. Here's the deal. And Jay Blaze, yes, yes, Jay Blaze. Dude, listen. Jay Blaze has been, he's been saying this, I think, for the last 2-3 weeks, maybe longer than that. Jay Blaze really and truly, he called it. He thinks that Hall is going to propose to Caitlin. He thinks that Hall is going to propose to Caitlin, right? I think I, oh, not Caitlin, Jesus, fuck, Michaela. Yes, that was his prediction. Let's see. Hold on. The Roadblock 85 says, Donovan, you hopeless romantic. I am what I am, right? Funeral 11 says, damn, he said I love you first. Is that a red flag, Donovan? Out in the real world, it definitely would be. It definitely would be a red flag for the girl, right? If the feelings weren't mutual. But you have to understand, they're isolated on this island, right? They're isolated on this island. There's all sorts of feelings and all this other kind of stuff, right? And so, yeah, that's going to galvanize things. But the circumstances, listen, under normal circumstances, never tell a woman you love her first. Never, ever do that. 100 years ago, that would be appropriate. But modern women here in 2023, you can't tell them you love them first. You just can't do that. But it appears that Michaela feels the same way. I don't have reason to believe that she's lying, right? But I will tell you this, and Kyle 2020 just hit it out of the park. He said she's too head over heels for it to matter. There you go. Again, exceptions do exist. I'm not saying Hall is special or that this is an exception to the rule, but this is a different circumstance. Hall would not have told Michaela that he loved her if he didn't feel like she loved him too. And I'm telling you, I think Michaela probably wanted to say it first, but she was afraid to because she wasn't sure of what Hall's response would be. So finally, Hall was like, okay, you really do think I'm afraid? Are you really afraid of me getting back with Caitlin? I'll tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. So not only has Hall dumped Caitlin and told Caitlin he wants to be with Michaela, he just told Michaela that he loved her and Michaela reciprocated. Under normal circumstances, yeah, you know, probably not a good idea.
It is time, ladies, for you to leave the villa.
Oh my God, look at her ass. Jesus fucking Christ.
But I am walking away from this villa with no regrets, and it feels so good.
Oh my God, this girl, I'm gonna tell you what, yeah. Level Up Man says if they ever broke up, Michaela would be alpha widowed by Hall. Yep, and that would make two women alpha widowed by Hall. The first person that Hall has alpha widowed is Caitlin, because not only did he cheat on her, she took him back, stayed with him for another few years, and now he's leaving her for a younger, hotter, tighter woman. And like I said, let's not let this get away. Hall says he's never felt like the priority.
I know that wasn't easy, saying goodbye, but it's important that you guys have some time alone so you get your head set.
Get your mind right.
Your decision that you're going to make, because you don't know what's going to happen in the final bonfire. Believe it or not, the time between now and the time you leave the island, a lot can still happen. Good luck, guys. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Level Up Man says Michaela is to Hall as Rihanna is to Chris Brown. She is forever his property. Not yet. Not quite yet. You need a little more. Hall needs a little more time in with Michaela. He needs a little bit more time in with Michaela before she gets to Rihanna Chris Brown status. But I would agree. God damn, that nigga's quick. Yo, Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be oh my God. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be a fucking problem. Fuck. Oh my God. Sorry, guys.
We finally get to catch up.
I know.
Okay.
What's your decision going into bonfire?
It's tough because
We still have a very toxic relationship. Like, the only time things are going...
Vanessa, you're the toxic one in the relationship. And yes, Roberto is definitely an ass man, for sure.
Well, is when he is conforming to my standards, but I know that that does not make him happy.
I came to this island because I wanted to work on not being so overpowering, dominant, aggressive. I'm a little bit older. He's younger, and I need to know if he's mature enough to settle down and be ready for a real commitment.
He's not, Vanessa. He's not. He's 24. He's a fucking kid. Bitch. You want to know why? Here's the deal. Here's the hard truth about Vanessa. The hard truth about Vanessa is that she's too old to date men her own age. Those are the facts. This is exactly why Roberto fell for her. There's a reason why Instagram models never get over on NBA veterans. You know, listen, you've got all these Instagram models who, you know, thirst trap and fucking this rapper, entertainer, blah, 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 blah. But it's only the young boys who are getting taken advantage of. The Zion Williamsons of the world, Tyler Hero, LaMelo Ball. You don't hear about IG models getting mixed up with Kevin Durant, at least right now, LeBron James. Because, dude, those old heads, they know the goddamn game. The rookies, no, not so much. That's why women target those guys, because they know the veterans know better. Vanessa knows that her bitchy, brash-ass attitude is not going to fly with men her age, especially the ones who have options.
Didn't come here for a physical connection with anyone. I came for an emotional connection.
I want to experience this with you. I want to go on my dates with you. I want to cook breakfast with you. I want to be husband and wife in this bitch.
I feel like I did get a little bit of clarity on how my approach does impact others. In truth, what's taught me to be more vulnerable is just watching Rob at the bonfires.
What's going on?
Yeah! Come on, damn it.
I was a little hurt by some of the clips, some of the things he had to say, and, you know, his actions.
How the f*** are you willing to betray me for a bitch that you just met? How?
Oh, shit. Kyle 2020. Kyle 2020 just dropped some serious game, fam. This dude said, Maricela, Caitlin, and Vanessa are the same hoe at three different points in life, beginning, middle, and end. Oh, my God. Yep, Maricela is beginning, Caitlin is middle, Vanessa is end. I would also like to make this comparison. These three also represent the celebrity hoe life, right? The original super hoe was Superhead. The one lower than her, that's Superhead, Corinne Steffens. Then there is Brittany Renner, Lori Harvey. Lori Harvey. So Lori Harvey is Maricela, Caitlin is Brittany Renner, and Vanessa is Superhead. 1,000%. Yes, sir.
I have my mind made up about what I want to do with my significant other.
Bitch.
I love Rob so much.
Of course you do.
But sometimes you have to let go of the things you love for your own mental health.
Good. That's exactly what he should do. The Roadblock 85 says, every other city we go, every other video, no matter where I go, I see the same hoe. Hold up, man. Do I have that right now? Hold up. Oh, she was a cutie. Oh, she's a cute kid. Okay. Okay, all systems are go. All right, here we go.
What up, bro? I had a real tough conversation with Dez, a real deep conversation.
She asked some hard questions. She was like, okay, so what are you leaning towards? And I told her, like, hey, I'm leaning towards leaving Vanessa and just leaving the island with you. But if I see change in Vanessa, I could always, you know, be with her.
Nah, bruh. Vanessa has not changed. She's 34. It's over, bruh.
What I've learned here during my time on Temptation Island is that I'm actually a very emotionally intelligent man. I am in tune with my emotions.
I love you so much, babe.
Oh my God. I am in tune with my emotions. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, you can't be in tune with your emotions and be quote unquote vulnerable. Come on now.
And I promise you, I wouldn't do nothing to disrespect you.
My time on this island has not been easy at all.
No.
I really find my feelings. It takes a lot because I never really talked about my feelings before.
You're talking over me and I'm done with being talked over. Don't react to this.
Yeah.
I've really been big on Vanessa is the problem in our relationship.
Yes, she is.
I have definitely lowered my standards. I don't want to say I settled, but is...
Oh, no, baby, you settled. Sweetie, you settled. That's what it is. Let's not get it twisted.
Definitely is not typically what I would date.
But I never literally looked at myself and thought about the problems that I cause in our relationship.
Like what?
And one of our major problems is my lack of communication. And I've learned to communicate so much better.
Whoa. Lack of communication? Bruh. The reason you can't communicate is because Vanessa won't shut the fuck up. That's not your problem.
The biggest thing that was tempting me on this island, it was Dez.
I feel like every day my feelings towards you are going stronger and stronger.
I don't know. I feel
the fuck. Oh, yeah, that's the mud thing. Dre Raven says, this is cap. She's saying this in anticipation that Roberto is going to leave her. Too bad Roberto may not be that smart. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. She's setting herself up so she doesn't look stupid.
I deserve a partner.
Kind of like Erica.
Who treats me as an equal. I don't express my opinion because I know it's going to lead to a fight.
There
even
it is.
When I know I'm right, I take an L. There's a lot of things she does need to change. If the Vanessa that I see tonight at the bonfire is the same Vanessa I came here with, then there's no way I could leave with her. So I heard you had a pretty deep talk on your date. How'd that go?
Oh, God. This guy.
It was a talk I needed to have.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And I feel like with Alexis, like, that's somebody I could see myself with in the future. So
see, Alexis is a basic bitch, Christopher. I think Christopher's problem, and bless his heart, I think he has too high of opinion of women. I really, really do. This isn't to say that women are, you know, trash or blah, 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 and this and that and the other, because women certainly do have their utilities. We love women. There is no question about it. But I think Christopher, he has way too much reverence for women. It's actually quite disturbing.
So, I just felt mad relieved, bro. Coming to Temptation Island, there was a lot of apprehension. I did not want to come, however, wanted to support Maricela.
There you go.
Her reasons for coming here.
There it is.
I was in this experience 100% committed to Maricela. And I just want to...
There it is. See them crocodile tears?
I trust you.
Ha! This nigga. There it was. Did you see that look? She's like, nope, don't give a fuck.
I wanted to propose to her at the end of this, but my journey took a sharp turn after the third bonfire. I saw another man in Maricela's bed.
She having sex?
Yes. Of course she is.
My heart's beating out of my chest right now. You know, she set all these rules for me. She was the first one to break them.
There it is.
At that moment, I detached myself and focused entirely on my individual journey instead of taking this process as operating as a unit.
I'm not in a relationship anymore.
I'm so proud of you, for real.
I've learned to let go of control. I've learned to...
Oh, do not let go of control, my friend, because if you let go of control, it's going to be seized by your woman.
Walk away from heated arguments. There was temptation on Temptation Island, and that temptation was with Alexis. What I've established and built with Alexis came completely unexpected.
Yeah, he's just too...
I can be myself around Alexis. I'm not judged by Alexis, and I never thought that I deserved that. I never thought
that's the real Christopher right there.
Find that. Heading into the final bonfire, I'll be open to what Maricela has to say. I love Maricela, and I know that Maricela loves me. What I have is just gratitude. And I'm ready to hear what she has to say.
So I need the tea on last night, okay?
Oh, this bitch.
Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Oh. He's like my match.
Wow.
We get each other, and I'm happy. And
yeah. You deserve to be happy for real.
No, she doesn't. She's fucking feral. She's feral, dude. She's feral, man. Maricela is feral. She's not going to stay faithful. Not like, it's not like Christiane is going to stay faithful to her. But Maricela is feral at this point. There's no reason to believe that she's not.
At the end of the day, this journey's about me.
Of course it
is. I came to this island because I really wanted to prove my loyalty to Christopher. But
you really wanted to prove your loyalty to Christopher? Are you fucking kidding me with that? No, you came to Temptation Island to replace him.
I started this journey out very dark.
How's it going for you, though?
I'm just overwhelmed, Christopher.
Me too.
I have struggled with low self-esteem and depression for a long time, and those things I never...
You know what? It's funny. I love how they try to package Maricela as this... Like, they're trying to package her as this strong and independent, high-value woman, where she's standing looking at the sunset with the camera. Like, dude, Maricela, baby, you're not that deep, sweetie. You're not complex. You're not this. No. You're a basic bitch. You're a basic bitch. You're a hoe. That's it.
Never wanted to admit, not even to myself. I'm not where I want to be. Mentally, emotionally, financially, I'm not where I want to be.
How much are you looking for his approval of you?
Oh, my God.
I'm always working to be what he wants me to be.
See, there it is. That's the wrong question, Wahlberg. Your man's approval should be of the utmost importance. And that's the problem with modern women. They just don't have respect for men.
I thought I was worthless without the approval of others. And... deep down, my purpose for coming here was to break free.
Break free? You mean break free as a hoe?
Without the approval of others. And deep down, my purpose for coming here was to break free.
My purpose was to break free.
I found a connection with Christiane and definitely helped me learn a lot about myself.
Learning like what?
My likes and wants and needs and... desired.
You see how they make this look like a movie?
See a different side of myself.
You've been a nice support.
This is funny. Apollo says, Chris reminds me of Oswald Bates. The character was in jail and Damon Wayans played it in Limitless. He says a whole lot of nothing. Yo, Oswald Bates was funny as fuck. He's supposedly capitulated to the anti-disestablishmentarianism of the totalitarian dictatorshipism. That nigga had me pissing my pants. Oh, my God.
For me, too. Okay. I'm leaving a different woman, and I didn't think this was possible.
Oh, this bitch.
To feel so, like, liberated. I didn't.
Look, see?
I only ever wanted happiness. I have to put myself first. I have to care about myself and not care about anybody out there.
I gotta care about myself and not anybody out there. You mean be selfish? Look, man, you can put... Listen. You can take care of yourself and still be selfless. Selfless is a feminine trait. Selfishness is a masculine trait.
In order to truly, truly be happy, I do still care about Christopher.
No, you don't.
I believe he still cares about me. I have no idea what to expect. I just hope he's a better version of himself.
Look how she walks. She walks like she's a fucking supermodel. Oh, my God, this fucking bitch. It's just ridiculous how they're packaging Maricela. It's absolutely insane. Oh, here it is. The fuck? Oh, I'm an idiot. There it is. Last trick. Wanna laugh at how I got my ass caught up on a spam bitch. Thinking I had her, but she had me in the long run. It's just my luck, I'm stuck with fucking. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Yeah. It's all about you. One time. Oh shit. Oh shit. We're already back. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Oh shit. Oh shit. Hang on. Hang on. Oh yes. Here we go, baby. Here we go. Oh boy. Maricela gets to face the motherfucking music.
To this final bonfire, I'm feeling more ready than ever to just speak my mind, speak my truth. I can't wait.
So what's going to happen here is Maricela is just going to try to embarrass and humiliate Christopher as much as humanly possible. That's what's going to happen.
Wait to see Christopher. It's been a long time coming. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling powerful. I feel like a bad bitch. I feel like my life is all about me.
Awesome. And you will be set. Dude, this woman is going to crash and burn.
Going into the final bond,
I like the shirt.
I feel anxious and sort of nervous. I feel as though I have what I want to say. I'm just not sure what Maricela is going to say to me.
Sometimes I wish I could just like, I could just like transfer my brain into certain people during certain times. What I wouldn't give to be Chris sitting right there in front of Maricela. I would just be, I mean, honestly, she'd be like, oh, you did this, you did that. Okay. And then Wahlberg would ask me, you don't feel bad? Mark, look, she's unapologetically herself, and I'm unapologetically myself. We might not agree on it, but it's who we are. And Mark Wahlberg, all he can say is, you know what? I gotta respect that. He has to act like he doesn't give a shit.
Christopher.
What's up, Mark?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you too.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Now watch. They're gonna show her walking in slow motion, doing the model walk. Watch.
Welcome to your final bonfire. How you feeling?
My heart is beating out of my chest right now.
Are you ready to tell Maricela all about your experience here?
I'm ready, Mark.
Okay. Well, let's bring her in.
What did I fucking tell you? Look at this. Slow motion. Look at her walking like she's some bad bitch. Look at me.
Hi, Maricela.
Hi, Mark.
Do you see how she looked at his ass? This fucking
good
bitch.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you feeling, Maricela?
Feel good.
You feel good?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that. So let's get to it, you guys. Each one of you is going to get a chance to speak while the other only listens.
Oh, yo, check this out. Funeral says if they get back together, she's definitely not going to respect Chris anymore. No, they're not getting back together. They are not getting back together. Like, it's over. It's over.
Once both of you have had a chance to be heard, then I'll let you have an open conversation. You can ask all of the questions.
Kyle says, reminds me of Cheyenne Reynolds. No, she doesn't. Cheyenne looks nothing like Maricela. Vanessa, on the other hand... That's the Walmart Cheyenne Reynolds, and that's really not a compliment.
You need answers to, and then after that, I'm going to ask each one of you to declare what you'd like your future to be. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. So, Christopher, I'm going to let you speak first.
I feel as though our relationship has lacked emotional vulnerability, true friendship.
Oh, Chris. Dude, if this... Oh, my God. I can... Oh, this is not good.
I'm sorry for my part in that. Seeing you in the bed cuddled up with another man was not easy. It broke me. But it would be remiss if I didn't mention that I've also put you in a similar situation to where I've broken you. And I now know what that pain feels like. And I'm sorry for putting you through that. But
This is so funny. She is sitting here like she just owns all the cards, and oh, I'm just so this and that.
I feel as though you've moved on, and I accept that. If that's the case.
Oh, if that's the case.
Because I love you.
Oh.
I want you to be happy, even if it's without me.
And it's going to be without you.
Said what you need to say?
I said what I needed to say.
Thank you. Say what's in your heart, Maricela.
Here we go. She's just going to rip into this guy.
I've learned a lot just being here. I expected to be able to prove to you that I was good enough. That I...
Oh, no. Didn't you say faithful?
I could be your person. You always had a new expectation for me. I just never felt good enough around you. Sometimes I felt like I was incapable of doing anything. Even coming into the island, I felt like I had no voice. You took that voice away from me many times. I was depressed, and I had very low self-esteem.
But what's that got to do with him? See, Maricela is making Chris out to be this horrible person. Okay? And one thing that women love to do is they love to rewrite history. They love to rewrite history because they know there's no proof that they're telling the truth. So they're just going to assume that everybody just takes her word for it. And most of the time they do. But what Maricela is doing is what every woman does. You took my voice from me and this and that and a third. We don't know that that's the truth.
Just allowing myself to accept myself with all of
this is all bitch babble.
My differences has been so freeing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt this good.
Now she's twisting the knife. Told you.
I'm sorry you saw me in bed with someone else.
Stop the cap.
No, you're not.
We both contributed to a toxic and unhealthy relationship. I limited you in many ways. And
this is all for the this is all for the court of public opinion now. Now Maricela understands very clearly. Okay, if I lay into this guy, it's not going to be good.
And I'm sorry for that. I love you too. You helped me so much, and I'm not going to forget that.
So you both had the chance to speak, and you both gave each other the gift of listening, and now you can have an open conversation and take the time to discuss all that you've heard tonight and ask the questions you still need answers to.
Chris does not need any more answers. He does not need any more answers. She fucked another dude. End of discussion.
I don't have any questions.
You don't?
Woo!
Why didn't you send me a video message?
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. That's the right motherfucking thing. Good for Chris. This nigga said, I don't have any questions. That dude, that is perfect. That is fucking perfect. And Maricela's like, wait a minute. Hold on. No questions. Wait, well, hold on. Wait a minute. I don't get to, we don't get to have this back and forth where I make you look stupid. Good for Chris. Good for Chris.
Time to discuss all that you've heard tonight and ask the questions
this
you
is
still
fucking
need answers to.
Awesome, dude. Look at Chris. He's already smiling. I don't have any questions. Look, you don't. Wait a minute, huh?
Didn't you send me a video message?
There's nothing to say.
I didn't feel the need to. I saw, a clip of you in the bed with another guy.
Mm-hmm. And that was it?
I felt like your decision had already been made.
This is perfect. All he needs to do here is state the facts. Why didn't you send me video? Well, sweetheart, what more is there to say? You fucked another dude. You moved on. It is what it is.
All of the women in that house saw a clip of their men doing things that were very disrespectful.
Okay.
And they all were able to speak for themselves and send a message.
Here we go. Listen to this. Now she's... See? Told you. There it is. All the men were seen doing questionable things, but they all sent messages and speak to themselves. So now she's basically going to call him a coward, is what she's going
to
do.
I expected you to say something.
No, baby. He was not going to give you the satisfaction. See, this is what it is. She wanted the satisfaction. Listen, she's already... Look. Chris already told her, hey, you broke me. I saw you fucking another dude. That's enough pain, right? Like, Chris is still hurting, Chris is still hurting, but Maricela wants to twist the knife. She wants to twist the knife. She expected him to send a video and be like, oh, I can't believe it. Kind of like Casey did with Washley. Boy Casey did with Washley, right? But now Chris is like, hey, man, I saw you in bed with another dude. Like, you made your choice. You made your choice. But Maricela wants the opportunity to twist the knife, and she's going to try here. Well, you aren't man enough to own up to your responsibility. Hopefully Chris has thought this through.
I didn't see the point in sending you a message.
Good.
And I didn't fully let my guard down and let myself free of your control until I saw that clip of another guy in your bed. And that broke me, Maricela, so I did not want to send you a message.
Was that before or after you were in a hammock talking about how hard your was getting?
Now Maricela's going to try to make us think. Now she's going to try to make us think that the only reason why she fucked Christian is because his dick was hard. Bitch, his dick was hard. You fucked another dude. What's happening here now is that she is going to try to blame Chris for her decision. Was that before or after you said he should probably say, well, after, sweetheart? When girls ask, was that before or after type questions, it's a rhetorical question that they think is a mic drop. Is that before or after you blah, 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 blah? Fuck out of here. Ho. Dre Raven says, look at that smile. She's worse than Washley. Nah, Washley was the worst. Washley was absolutely the worst. Washley really, dude, she laid it on extra thick. Like, dude, Washley laid it on extra, extra thick, man. She laid it on extra thick, dude. And that's when we knew. That's when we absolutely knew. I was like, yo, Washley's going to be the first to do it. Washley's going to be the first to do it. Dre Raven says she wanted the tears, the blubbering, and she's not getting that. She will settle for anger. That's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this is. She's trying to get an emotional response so that she can get the win. And I need, hopefully Chris stays strong and just doesn't even bite into me. Like, look, this is over. It is what it is.
I did not want to send you a message.
Was that before or after you were in a hammock talking about how hard your was getting?
Look, she thinks she got him.
You tell me. I don't know what clip you saw that in.
The connection I made in the house was unexpected.
There it is. The connection I made in the house was unexpected. Do you see? Just because it was unexpected doesn't mean you're not responsible. She's still trying to pass the buck. Maricela, you fucked Christian of your own free will and volition. Chris didn't have anything to do with that. Whether or not you saw that clip would not have mattered one way or the other. You came to Temptation Island with an agenda. You fulfilled that agenda. Dude, take your win and go home.
And help me find out a lot about myself and what I want.
Awesome.
To crave in a relationship.
See, now she's trying to make him even more jealous. Come on, Chris, stay strong.
And I'm glad you were able to...
Yes.
To get that clarity, and I too experienced a connection that I did not expect.
But for me, you set a certain goal for yourself, and it didn't have anything to do with me.
This is funny. Now she's projecting. Now she's trying to make Chris think that he went to Temptation Island to find a connection. Maricela, this was your idea.
You said, hey, I am trying to explore relationships without sexual. Nothing. It had nothing to do with me.
I did that.
You did
like
that?
Yes, I pushed this person away so much.
Mm-hmm.
There was a natural.
See, Chris smiled. Chris smiled. See, now he's about to get over on old girl. Because what's happening now, Maricela again trying to make him look stupid. Oh, well, you fucked what's her name? That's why I fucked Christian. And that's why, this is exactly why Christopher smiled. He's like, oh yeah, okay. That's what you're going to go with? Congratulations. You fucked up a relationship over a decision that you made because of what I did. Nope. She was going to do it anyway.
Explore relationships without sexual. Nothing.
Watch Chris.
It had nothing to do with me.
Chris is like, I never fucked her, you fucking whore. I never banged her. I never fucked her. So the joke, look at Chris. Chris is like, the joke's on you, ho. I never fucked that ho. Now what?
I did that.
You did
like,
that?
Yes.
I pushed this person away so much.
Mm-hmm.
There was a natural connection forming in the house for me off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
And if I continue to push that away, I would not be as happy as I am right now.
Yes. Now, Chris is lying his ass off. He's lying his ass off, but that's okay. Guys, never let him see you sweat. Oh, fucking Chris is killing it.
So you're happy?
Yes. I'm happy.
See? Yes! That's what the fuck I'm talking about. She's like, so you're happy? He's like, yeah, I'm happy. Maricela wanted to see this dude miserable. She wanted to see him miserable and angry and emotional. Chris was none of those things. And guess what? Guess what? Chris was telling the truth. Now, he's not telling the truth about the fact that he's happy. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. Let's make no mistake about it. Chris is definitely hurt, guys, and he should be. He just watched his girlfriend get her cheeks clapped by another man. That's going to stay with him for a while. He's been with the girl for 2 years. It is going to hurt, and it still hurts him. But he's not about to let her see that. She kept poking and prodding. First she wanted to see him with the blubbering and, oh, please, I can't believe you did this, and why did you blub? No, Chris was like, hey, I'm happy you made a connection. I made a connection. You fucked another bit. You fucked another dude. I didn't, but I will now. So she couldn't get him emotional. She couldn't get him angry. So now she's going to say, okay, well, at least I'll just take the win and say, well, are you happy? Are you happy? And this is funny. This is the point. She kept asking him, so are you really happy? This shows us that she came to this bonfire, like I told you, to humiliate Chris. And Chris is not having it. Good for him.
Well, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you too. Like, you know I love you, Maricela. You're vibrant. You're radiating positive energy.
This is perfect.
And I would not be here without you. And for that, I love you forever. You are such a beautiful, intelligent woman. And I know you know this about yourself.
Yeah, I found myself finally. I let go of everything
this
that was holding
perfect.
Me back.
This is perfect. Wait a minute, Razor Ramon. Yeah, Scott Hall died a while back, right?
I feel the greatest I've ever felt in my life.
Oh, see, she keeps trying to rub it in. She keeps trying to hurt this dude. I feel the greatest I ever have in my life. That's all she's trying to do, y'all.
So I'm happy we're here. I'm happy we can be happy for each other.
Look at the two of you now.
Stop the cap.
The thing about this experience is that you come in with what you think are the questions. Then you get answers, but they're never the questions you came here with. I also want to commend you both. I feel like you had a conversation that was, to some degree, a model for how to communicate with somebody you care about, that you love.
Yep.
I don't know that you were doing that in your relationship before this.
No. Never okay. Had to talk like this ever.
Okay. That's really great. All right. You've had a chance to speak. You had a chance to be heard. You had a chance to discuss it.
They're going
to
ask Maricela first to give her the right to give her the right to dunk on Chris. But it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Because even if she says, all right, I'm going to leave the island with Christian, dude, Chris has already said, hey, I'm happy for you. It's all good.
Her part of this is to declare what you see your future to be and what you want. And there are three options. Option one is you can decide that you still want to try to work things out and you leave together. Option two is that you don't want to continue this relationship and you want to leave the island alone. And the third option is that you met somebody that you've connected with and you want to leave the island with that person. And Christopher, we're going to start with you.
Oh, my God.
Maricela, I made a beautiful connection. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to leave the island with her.
Happy for you.
Maricela, your turn to declare.
Yo, this absolutely did not go anything like I thought it would. This did not go anything like I thought it would. Holy fucking shit, man. Holy fucking shit. Dude, Chris could not have handled this any better. If I were sitting there not being emotionally connected, I couldn't have done any better than Chris. To be honest with you, I wouldn't have done any better than Chris.
Claire, which of these three choices you would like?
You know, more than anything, I've learned that I come first. And I have to love myself before I even have...
See, she keeps trying to twist that knife. She keeps trying to twist it, but Chris is unbreakable, man.
The ability to love anyone or anything else.
I'm leaving the island on my own.
Oh, wow.
You both feel good about the choices you made?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel great.
Yes.
So with that, I want to first thank you both for your honesty. And now it's time for you two to say goodbye to one another. Maricela, you're complete. It's time to leave the island.
Bye, Christopher.
This is who I've always seen and felt. You're our whole queen.
Thank you.
And don't ever drop that crown, okay?
Nope.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Maricela, travel safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Oh,
I know that
you.
There is love out there for you, but the most important thing that I feel good about is that you found love here on the island with you. Enjoy your life.
I could have done so many low blows. I could have hurt him.
Oh, bitch, but you tried. Do you hear this? Now here we go. I could have done so many low blows. See? But you did. You tried and he didn't give you the opportunity.
But what's the good in that? You know, as much as I...
What's the good in that? I wanted to do so many low blows, but what's the good in that? Translation. Trans-fucking-lation. He didn't give me a chance to. She couldn't take low blows because he didn't. You can't take low blows if a man is not emotional. You can't take low blows if a man is not bumbling and crying. You can't take a low blow if the dude is showing obvious signs of being hurt. So now Maricela loses. Not only does she not have a boyfriend now, she has now been seen on national TV licking the asshole of another woman, fucking another guy, ending her relationship with one guy, and leaving by herself. Tell me how that is a W for Maricela.
I felt our relationship just put me down, constantly made me feel terrible about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to do that to somebody.
Good. Look.
I'm glad he's proud of me and happy.
Oh, she is so... Oh, this bitch is pissed. This bitch is so fucking pissed. This bitch is so pissed. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. This is fucking great.
I could have done so many low blows. I could have hurt him, but... What's the good in that? You know, as much as I felt our relationship just put me down, constantly made me feel terrible about myself, I would never want to do that to somebody.
Look, she's like, hey, this bitch is not happy. Do you see how she's trying too hard? She's walking off like, yeah, da da da. No, 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 baby. No, baby. You are pissed. You're trying way too hard to make it look like you're happy.
I'm glad he's proud of me and happy for me. That doesn't really mean much to me.
See that?
I'm happy for myself.
See, that doesn't really mean much to me. See, she wants to dog Chris, Chris did not give her a chance, and now she's really pissed. She's like, that doesn't really mean much to me. Yeah, baby, that's your spite coming out.
There's nobody who can tell me what to do anymore.
Oh, God, yay!
So you declare...
Bitch, you are not free.
...to leave this island with Alexis. While you have made that choice, I've made it very clear that this journey is not just about the couples who come here, but the singles who volunteer to come here are also on a journey. So I think it's only fair that we bring Alexis in. You get to tell her what you want, and let's see how she feels about that.
OG King Life says she's going to curse him out in the DMs. Guys, I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. And it's going to be tempting, but I'm going to have to wait until the end of... Actually, we might not have to. We might not have to. We're going to have to wait until the reunion show to find out what really happened. Because if Chris stays solid, then we can check their Instagram and we can see if she starts putting out their dirty laundry. This bitch is absolutely fucking pissed. This did not go anything like she thought it would. She thought that Chris was going to cry and question and be emotional and all over the place. Chris was cool, calm, and collected, but he didn't lie. He's like, hey, look, man, it broke me. The shit hurt. Always gonna love you. Always gonna love you. And then, King Life says, Chris took all of her power away, says, you go, queen. Dude, that was perfect. Baby, this is who I... And it's funny, it was sort of subliminal. He's like, look, this is who I saw you to be. Yes, I knew you was a hoe. That's what that meant. Good for Chris, man.
Okay. That feel right?
Feels right.
Okay. Let's bring her in.
Mm-mm-mm. This bitch is so fucking mad. Damn. I really love the smile you sent, yeah, before the night was over.
I knew that you were my person. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Welcome to Bonfire.
I'm here.
You know this guy?
Yeah, I know this guy, of course.
So, watch your step.
Well, Level Up Man says she walked into the bonfire expecting to butthurt Chris only to end up butthurt herself. Dude, Maricela took the L, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. She took the fucking L.
Welcome, Alexis, to our bonfire area. This is where we have done a lot of deep talking.
Yeah.
And this guy, Christopher, asked to talk to you. So, Christopher, why don't you share what you shared with me about what you've chosen that you'd like for your future, and let's see how Alexis feels about that.
So, while I'm healing with this breakup, I've mentioned...
Very good. See? Listen, I don't like the fact that Chris is like this conscious type brother and this and that and the other, but one thing I do admire about Chris is that he's honest. He's like, hey, while I heal from this breakup, he's still admitting, hey, man, still a lot of pain. Still a lot of pain. That takes, like, that takes some testicular fortitude to admit to the world, yeah, I'm still hurting.
To you before that, I want to be exclusive to you.
Yeah.
The way we bonded in the house is something that I don't want to let go of.
Yeah.
So, will you leave the island with me?
Of course I
will.
Alexis, anything you want to say? Marco.
I'm excited to leave the island with you, Chris.
Wow. This is unbelievable.
Offer you something I would love for you to think about.
Yeah, sure.
As you grow this relationship, be partners.
Oh,
be good
stop.
To one another. And your journey in my book is complete. And you two are free to leave the island.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Yo. Chris got the fucking W, y'all. Chris got the fucking W. Chris got the fucking W, man. Wow. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. This dude, holy smokes. He fought off all of her techniques. She wanted him to be butthurt. Well, that didn't hurt. Let's try to piss him off and call out his manhood. There were dudes in the house that were doing other things. They sent messages to their women. Why didn't you do it with me? Chris was like, hey, look, there is no need. Like, what do you want me to say? You're fucking another dude. It was clear that you made your choice. What do you want to hear from me? What do you want to hear from me? No, Maricela just wanted to see the pain. She wanted to see the pain. Chris deprived Maricela of the W. Good for him, man. Wow, what a comeback. What a comeback.
What's the plan, Stan? I don't know. Watch the step, though. I got to hug Mark first.
All right. I'll take some love.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, kid. You did great.
Thank you. You too.
Be happy.
Thank you.
Take care of one another. Alexis, great job.
Thank you.
Travel safe, you guys.
Okay. Thank
you.
Dre Raven says, I'm going to dub Chris the Velvet Master. Hey. I like the Velvet Master, man, because he's very low key. Hey, we could all use a little Chris. This dude, low key one. Very good. Very nice. Yo, he's gonna beat that down tonight. Yo, he is about to rearrange this bitch's goots.
I never expected for this to happen with me and Alexis. I thought that I would be leaving this island after proposing to Maricela, but I feel so relieved right now. I feel free. I feel happy and excited at the same time.
I feel relieved because you feel relieved.
Very good, very nice. Fucking Chris. Yo, Chris with the comeback of the year. Holy moly. Wow. Wow. Man, Chris with the fucking W. Oh my God, this makes me giddy. Okay, there it is. All right, excellent, excellent. Ooh, that looks good. Yeah, he had to hold frame. Look, say what you want about Chris. The niggas got frame. I'm not gonna cap on that. Dude's got frame for sure. It's not too bad. What the fuck? Cranberry and port. I have no idea what the fuck that is. Oh, wait, who is this going to be? Yes, sir!
Pivot in my relationship where I find out whether Rob is fully committed or whether he is willing to just throw it all away. The breath completely leaves my lungs at the thought of him leaving with someone else. There's like 10% of me that says, be prepared for the worst.
Level Up Man says Mighty Solid just got 28-3. Yo, real shit. Real shit. Oh, is it? Oh, goat cheese with cranberries and port. I'd like to try it. It looked good.
My heart and my head are pulling me in two different ways because my head is telling me leave Vanessa.
Stay strong, Rob!
You know, she's toxic. Put that to the side, but my heart is telling me, no, this is the woman you love. This
No.
Going into this bonfire, what's most important to me right now is seeing that change in Vanessa.
Oh, Rob, dude, I swear to God. Listen, T-Law says, I'm rooting for Rob more than any other dude on the show. Yo, real talk, man. Real talk. Like, Rob is the young buck, man. He's the young buck, and he fucked around and got with the wrong woman. I hope to God he can stay strong, man. The Roadblock 85 says, hey, easy now. Some of us haven't recovered from that. Rise up.
What's up, my guy?
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
I'm nervous.
I understand. Okay, Roberto. Welcome to your final bonfire. You and Vanessa came to the island to answer the question, should you be together or is there someone out there better for you? Are you ready to give her your answer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's do this. I'll bring her out right now.
Yo, oh my God. What's going on here, guys? What's going on here? This has got to be Rocky versus Drago. This is Rocky versus Drago, man. This is Rocky versus fucking Drago. Dude. Christopher and Maricela, that was Mr. T. That was Mr. T. Maricela beat his ass at first when she was fucking around with Christian. But Chris recovered, understand that he had to do different things like Rocky. Did you remember, Rocky was just a brawler, right? When Balboa fought Creed, the mantra was the caveman versus the cavalier. Apollo Creed was a much more refined, polished fighter. He could move, jab, very quick. Rocky was a come straight at you. Didn't have a jab, just had a left hand that could literally equalize any fight. Almost akin to Deontay Wilder's right. Right? But this is Rocky versus fucking Drago. This is Rocky versus Drago. And Vanessa is Drago. We know Rob has a chance to win, but I'm not betting on it. I hope I'm wrong. Oh my God, I hope I'm wrong, dude. Welcome. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember me?
I do.
Hi, Vanessa. Hi,
honey.
How's he?
Ew, look how affectionate she's being. Oh, look at this.
Well, here we are. How you doing, Vanessa?
Kyle2020 says, he says anything she sits on, she... No, actually, whatever she fucks, she destroys.
Vanessa.
Better now.
Oh.
Glad to have you here.
Oh, no.
Here.
Ooh, wait a minute. Look. So Vanessa's laying it on thick. She's like, how you doing, Vanessa? She's like, better now. Watch Rob's face.
Here we are. How you doing, Vanessa?
Better now.
Well, I'm glad.
Look at Rob. Rob is like, oh, bitch. Look at Rob. He's like, bitch, come on now. Come on. Now you're doing too goddamn much. That's exactly what that was. She's pouring on the charm. She's got the smile and the, I'm so much better now. And Rob is like, hold up.
Really, nigga?
Come on, Rob. Stay strong, young man.
It's taken a long road to get here, but now you're at your final bonfire.
I'm going to be so pissed if he ends up with this fucking bitch.
This is where you get to connect and ask the questions you need to hear answers to, say what's on your mind, and then ultimately make a decision about what your future will be. And Roberto, we're going to start with you.
So come on, Rob.
Your turn to speak.
Oh, my God. Okay. What's the over-under on the number of seconds Rob speaks until Vanessa interrupts him? I'm going to set the under-over at 10, and I'm taking the under. Here we fucking go.
It's heavy. All right, Vanessa, you constantly strive for more, and you pull that same energy out of me, and you constantly make sure my priority's in line so I can be successful in any endeavor I want to do as well. But while there's many great things about you, there's a lot of problems we have in our relationship. That's why we're here. You treat this relationship like a business in a sense because, you know, I need to be proposed to by this time, married by this time, kids by this time.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, Vanessa, no. Okay, so here's what's happening now. Vanessa's 34, which means she knows girl game. She knows fucking girl game. This bitch is 34. She's been ran through. She knows girl game. She knows what Rob's grievances are with her, and so she is going to stay extremely quiet because she does not want to perpetuate what he has already established.
I shouldn't have to propose to you because I have an ultimatum: propose to me by this day or else. And another big thing, you know, you constantly talk over me. You know I hate arguing. You know I like productive debates, not just shouting matches. You know, nothing gets accomplished with that. And I feel like you think you're better than me. Like, this should be a partnership, 50-50. You don't like to take...
This is over. She's got him already, man.
Accountability when you are wrong. Constantly, I'm always taking the L, even when I know I'm right, because, you know, I want to be happy. I don't want to fight anymore. And I know you will let that linger. You will die on the shortest hill. But I've been building resentment because... it shouldn't operate like that. And you said, I feel like I lowered my standards to be with him.
There you go.
And that's not true, you know?
There you go, Rob. Let her know.
Could you find a wealthier man? Yes. Could you find a handsomer man? Yes, you're stunning. But is he going to be a high-quality man like me? I doubt it.
Oh, shit! Okay, Rob. All right, Rob. Okay, Rob. This nigga says, hey, man, look. You might meet a richer nigga than me. You might meet a better looking nigga than me, but you ain't gonna never meet no nigga like me. Real shit. Real shit. Yeah. Oh my god.
This is a lot.
Fucking Vanessa. God damn it. I just knew her ass was gonna fucking explode and she didn't do it.
Just relax.
Oh my god.
Everything is well.
Oh my god.
There's, you know, many smaller problems in our relationship, but I feel like I hit the main ones. And I can't be casting these stones like thinking that I'm perfect. There's some problems that I have in our relationship that I need to address. I never knew how to communicate my feelings, how to communicate my emotions. And being here on this island, I found out that I am actually a very emotionally intelligent man.
Oh my God.
I express my emotions very well. Whatever happens here is, you know, you were such a blessing in my life, and I love you from the bottom of my heart.
You said a lot. You feel complete?
Damn.
Complete. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Damn, fucking damn. I can't believe she stayed quiet, man. This is, ugh.
Vanessa, now it's your turn. Say everything you've learned, anything you need him to know.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so thank you for sharing. It sounds like you discovered a lot of things about yourself.
Oh, no.
And you received clarity in multiple areas. And so for that, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, no, this is
You're
bad.
Right about a lot of my flaws. Things that were also mentioned to me, feedback that I received from other people. Because, of course, I didn't know whether I needed to change myself or change my man. I absolutely told Bryce, you know, hey, while I'm here, I want to be locked in with you. At the end of the day, I was only looking for emotional availability. I wanted someone who was, you know, able to just hear me out, no distractions,
oh,
give me
their
full undivided attention.
This is over, dude. She is literally doing everything he said she could do to win him back.
Him and I got very close, and I feel like he served his purpose. You know, he came through for me. Granted, I never felt the desire to do anything intimate or physical with him.
Of course.
Because I love you and I respect you.
Stop the cap.
No, you don't.
And so, needless to say, I was devastated when I sat here and I watched you.
Oh, here come the crocodile tears.
When I sat here and I watched you do that with somebody else, that was...
This bitch is gonna try to guilt this nigga into staying with her.
I just felt like it was an unnecessary part of the journey. You didn't need to experience that in order to come to the conclusions that you did.
Yes, he did.
I chose to stick to my guns, just hoping that, you know, you would come around and you would decide that, you know, this is where you want to be for real. The thing that I have learned is that I need to work on my approach. I did not tell anyone in the villa what you thought about me. I didn't tell them the specific...
That's because you knew what they thought about. You knew what he thought about you.
Specifics of my bonfire clips, I wanted them to give me independent feedback. I wanted multiple data points on who I am as a woman and how I come across.
Oh my God.
And interestingly enough, some of them had the same perspective as you. But I say that to say this. You
okay.
Mean everything to me.
Dude. Look, man, I hate to say this. I hate to say this, but... Vanessa right now is giving a master class on girl game in this situation. If you are a toxic person and your man finally figures out, bitch, you is toxic, this is the best way to handle it. So right now, Vanessa is giving a look. If Rob were 5-10 years older, this wouldn't work. But the only reason why this is a masterclass is because he is young and inexperienced, and Vanessa knows this. She knows this. Damn. Guys, I mean, this is... Like, if I'm team Vanessa, this is exactly what I'm telling her to do. I'm just going to be honest.
You are my world. I love you so very
deeply. Oh my God.
And the most important part of this process was staying grounded for me. And so I feel like I've accomplished the work that I came here to do, and I'm ready to be a better woman.
Oh, fuck. Look, I do not like Vanessa. I really don't. But she just hit a home run, y'all. She just hit a home run. Oh my God. Fuck. This bitch just threw us all a curveball, y'all.
You guys, I mean, we'll get to the next part of this, but I have to let you know that this is, I mean, we use the phrase emotional intelligence.
Oh my God. Oh no.
These are not the two people I met when you came to this island. And I'm just like, just so impressed.
Oh,
now you get to have a conversation. Ask the questions you need to ask. Get the answers you need to get.
Come on, okay? Vanessa.
Crosstalk. Do what you got to do.
You know, for a lot of this experience, you know, I was getting all these opinions and whatnot, but they knew all the bad in you. They didn't know much of the good. I was really going to come up here and disrespect you. Like, I was really had, like, a whole nother thing I was going to say, but...
That's it. She completely disarmed him. And now he's telling her what his game plan was. Ay.
Then, like, I really thought about it. It's like, I really love you, and I really want to be with you.
Oh.
And, you know, I really need to try to make this work. And, you know, I am seeing a lot of change. You know, I love that.
That's it, man. Oh, motherfucker.
So, have you,
Come on, Vanessa, fuck this up!
Have you slept in the same bed as her?
Yep. Yes. I don't know if you've seen that. Okay, check us out. To make it,
Now this bitch is about to flip the script. This is all a part of the plan. This bitch is about to have this nigga chasing this hoe. Oh my God.
Why? For what reason?
Oh, sit down.
Oh my God.
No, check us out.
this out.
Can you sit down?
Now there's the Vanessa we all know and love. There's the Vanessa we wanted to see. There she is. There she is. There she is. Oh my God. What just happened? What just happened was Oscar De La Hoya versus Felix Trinidad. You guys remember that fight? You guys remember that fight? Oscar De La Hoya versus Felix Trinidad? Oscar De La Hoya absolutely made sport of Felix Trinidad for nine rounds. He was up 90-81 on every judge's scorecard, without a doubt. And so De La Hoya did, well, he committed probably one of the most cardinal sins in the sport of boxing, which is when you have a fighter on the run, you have to stop him. De La Hoya did not stop Felix Trinidad. Instead, he opted to run from Felix Trinidad for three straight rounds. Didn't engage, didn't do nothing. And in the end, the judges gave the fight to Felix Trinidad because De La Hoya ran for the last three rounds. Well, this is what's happening here. Vanessa was Oscar De La Hoya. Rob didn't have anything for her. He couldn't do anything about it. He was completely powerless. Completely powerless. Vanessa was up on the scorecards, 90-81. Fight's already in hand. Already got the belt. Already got the belt. Until right at the end. And Vanessa just absolutely lost it. Did you sleep in the same bed with her? Yes. And that is who Vanessa really is. That was fucking awesome. I did not expect that to happen. The reason why Vanessa did this, check this out. Here's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, Vanessa is going to hold this over his head. She's already got her chasing him. Oh my God, wait, hold on. Let me explain. She's already got him chasing. So now Rob thinking, wait a minute, I can't let her go. She's a changed woman. She's a different woman. How could I blow this? Oh my God. Vanessa reels his ass back in. The relationship goes right back to where it was. And Vanessa turns into a bitch for one reason and one reason only. That he slept in the same bed as Desi. There you go. She's going to be able to hold that over him the entire time. Dude, OG Mama says she has the experience over him. Yeah, that's it. Rob is just inexperienced, man. He's just inexperienced. Vanessa knows this. God damn it. I think he's still going to cave. I think he's still going to fold, but... Ay. Oh, man, that's terrible. All right, guys. We got the Big D tomorrow. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that. Thank you guys very, very much for being here. These are always, always awesome, man. Like, these just continue. Guys, this is why I do this. This is educational. It's not only entertaining. This is educational, man. These dating show breakdowns allow us to see in real time who and what women really are. Oh, no. The Level Up Man says, did Vanessa just pull a John Carney missing the extra point in 2003 after this? Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Kicked off to the Saints. The Saints did the, what do they call it? The pitchy-pitchy woo-woo where they're lateraling to everybody. The Saints scored. All they had to do was kick the extra point to win the game. John Carney shanked it. It was unbelievable. Nobody could believe it. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah, I have the unique ability of being able to marry sports with relationships. Sometimes it's a bit of a stretch, but it is what it is. See you guys next time. Take care.